Next, an essay by Lexington's Doug Harwood, founder and longtime editor of the Rockbridge Advocate. But Doug's been hosting a radio show on WLUR even longer.
It's a funny thing. In 40 years, I don't remember a single person, or a married one for that matter, ever asking me how I got interested in radio. So, since the world is obviously dying to know, one of the first memories I have is of sitting at the dinette at my grandmother's farm at lunchtime, listening to the farm report on the old Zenith radio that sat at the edge of a checkered tablecloth while my grandmother made scrambled eggs and bacon in the kitchen. There was something about the combination of the scrambled eggs made with fresh cream from a neighbor's cow, the 7 pieces of bacon Grandma always put on my plate, and the dulcet tones of the extension agent giving the farm report. It stuck to my 3-year-old ribs like one of those fierce moments whiter than the rest that James Joyce once wrote about. Radio has a way of making those moments more intense. Whether it's broadcasting baseball games heard in the car on a family trip, or playing the perfect music for falling in or out of love or lust, or delivering momentous news that resonates so much more intensely when radio allows us to conjure our own pictures and emotions. Radio doesn't speak or sing to all of us. It does something better than that. It speaks and it sings to each of us. It's a magical thing. And the magic of it all hit me when I was about 12 years old. And a neighbor named Mo Saunders gave me a big antique Sprague radio. It was a rare and a beautiful wonder built in the 1920s. It had big glowing glass tubes and some long-forgotten controls to fuss over, like the antenna trimmer. It was a radio that with enough fiddling could make stations from all over the continent sing through the static. And listening to that radio, to rock and roll and country music, to small-town preachers and big-city talk show hosts, to Broadway shows and singing cigarette ads, and watching the warm incandescent lights humming in the old tubes, rooted me in the moment while carrying me far away. Nothing else could do that. And I wanted to be part of that magical transportation device. I never wanted to be on the radio. I wanted to do radio, to make a transmitter sing and dance and send some magic through the ether. Every Saturday night, before I do my own show, I take a long walk and I listen to the sounds of this world. And when the show works well, I like to think it somehow enhanced all those wonderful sounds. And every Saturday night, I'm well aware of how special it is to be given the opportunity to try.
'Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio.